PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Very nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. Well, today's show, we are sort of back to our normal state of affair, because we just finished, of course, a series of programs that we did while we were traveling through Europe. Now, speaking of our European travels, we're going to be doing it again. Those programs will air towards the end of February and March, but I won't tell you anything about that right now. We'll have to just wait for the new year. Anyway, very nice to have you with me today. We're going to kick off right away with a singing group that, well, many people may have never heard of. They only recorded a few albums. The leader of the group is a gentleman who's no longer with us. His name is Billy Van. Now, Billy Van was a comedian. He was also a well-known character actor in Canada. He made also a number of appearances on programs like The Ed Sullivan Show in the United States and others. And he's most fondly remembered for a television series that he did in Canada that produced some over 200 episodes in the early 1970s called The Hilarious House of Frightenstein. And in the show, he played something like 9 different characters. The narrator to the show was Vincent Price. Now, if you go online, you can find episodes of that series that he did. But in the 1960s, he had a group called the Billy Van Singers that recorded a few albums. So here they are, Billy Van and his singers, with This Could Be the Start of Something Big.
You're walking along the street if you're at a party, or else you're alone and then you suddenly think. You're looking at someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big. You're lunching at 21 and watching your diet. You're riding a Charlotte, suggesting a thing. When out of a clear blue sky, it's on the gallant guy. And this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unfolding of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book? But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, you find a ring without a second look.
Or lying at Malibu alone in the sand.
You suddenly hear a bell, a time that you can't tell. That this could be the start of something grand.
You're
You don't want to let it slip away.
Watching the sun come up, or counting your money,
or up in a dim cafe, you're ordering wine.
That's only there she is. You want to know where she is.
And Mr. Bean started something fun.
Mr. Bean the heart of something fun.
Mr. Bean the start.
The Billy Van Singers from Toronto, Canada, with a composition by Steve Allen. This could be the start of something big. All right. So hopefully it is something big. Now, a few weeks ago on the PCJ website and also on this program and others, I mentioned about a series of special broadcasts that we're doing for November and December to Europe between 9 and 10 hours UTC. Their weekly special programs. Each week is different. Now, originally, the frequency that we were going to use was 17825. And then at the last minute, literally the day before, we made a switch to 11580 kilohertz. That's 11580 kilohertz from 9 to 10 hours UTC. The first program went out last Saturday, and we got a pretty good response from it. It's a show that I do called Say It With Music that is not available on the PCJ website. It's only available to a number of stations, but we did sort of an extended version of it. The upcoming programs that we have are the following. November the 21st, which if you're listening to this on a Sunday would be yesterday, but if you're listening to this show on a Saturday before 9 hours UTC, you can catch it. So I'll mention it anyway. November the 21st, call it Ukraine, a fun Ukrainian music show. Next week, November the 28th, Rockin' with Raoul Van Horn. December the 5th, Classics with the late David Monson, a special program that he recorded for PCJ. Well, one of a few programs that he recorded for PCJ about 5 years ago. David did pass away after the programs were done. On December the 12th, a special edition of Jazz for the Asking. On December the 19th, a one-hour documentary about radio in Europe during World War II called Wartime Deception. And then on the 26th of December, a special program that we're putting together to greet all the people that wrote in for those transmissions. Now, I should also mention that each of those weeks, there is a special EQSL that we're issuing for each of those programs. And some people want to collect them, and others just say, interesting, see what they are. You can actually see what they are through our Facebook page. But anyway, yeah, if you want to, you know, write and, you know, do so. Yes, on the 26th of December, between 9 and 10 hours UTC, a special program for all those who have written in. You can find the complete schedule at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Time for more music now. Anne Murray with a song called The Wayward Wind, which has been recorded by a number of artists here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
Is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander, and he was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind. In a lonely shack by a railroad track, he spent his younger days. And I guess the sound of the outward bound made him a slave to his wandering ways. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander, and he was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind. He vowed we'd never part, though he tried his best to settle down. I'm now alone with a broken heart, and the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. Of kin to the wayward wind.
Wayward Wind. Just before, a few days ago actually, before recording this program, we almost didn't have a show. You've heard me talk about the climate change and everything that happens in Taiwan, but we were getting hot weather, cold weather, weather, and days that it was cold, and I don't, it's not like freezing or anything, it's maybe 14 degrees, but when the previous day was like 30 to 36, there's a bit of a difference, right? I got this really bad cold and a really bad throat infection that went along with it. And we almost didn't have a show, and I was absolutely bleh. It's the only way I can describe it. But anyway, things sort of managed to get better. Otherwise, I would be talking like here and every 5 minutes, you know. But anyway. Yeah, so I managed to sort of struggle out of bed, and I was high on all kinds of medication, and things sort of got back to normal. Well, as normal as they can get with me. Now, on November the 16th, it was a very, very special day. A very, very special day. And that was Tom Myers' 76th birthday. Sorry, 77th birthday. I think if I say 76, he'll be happy about that. But no, it was his 77th birthday. And we did receive a large amount of people that wrote in that wanted to greet him for his birthday. Those were all forwarded to him. And we managed to... He was also said he wasn't feeling too well. Or no, he was feeling, or I think he was going to bed or something. But anyway, he's not going to want me telling you that. He was going to bed. It was late at night. Well, for me anyway. But anyway, he was taking a little nap. But he managed to get off an email. I'm being silly, aren't I? Anyway, no. So I sent him the names of everybody that sent him a birthday greeting. Some people also attached JPEGs saying happy birthday and that kind of thing. And... Tom passed along a message to all of you, and I will read it to you right now. It says, "Dear all, On the occasion of my recent 77th, ouch, birthday, I received an enormous number of congratulations via our common friend Keith Perron, which is me, I think, by which I obviously do not mean to imply in any way that Keith is vulgar G. Yes, you see, I'm still under the medication, and I can't see it really clearly, but anyway, hopefully he'll pass on my thanks to all of you kind people around the globe. It was a gratifying thought after so many years to be remembered, even at this overripe age, by so many people worldwide. And that's from Tom Mayer, who sent that along. Okay, so that message, by the way, will be put on our Facebook page. And Tom doesn't like Facebook, by the way. In case you ask, and I know some people have written in saying, by the way, is Tom on Facebook? And the answer is no. He doesn't like Facebook. He's not like me. I'm a bit of a Facebook fanatic. As what was the joke that I made when I was at his place? I said, yeah, a new version of Facebook would be to take a book and hit somebody's face with it. Anyway. So the message will be up there, and I'll also put it on the PCJ site this weekend. So again, thank you to all those from him, for everybody that wished him a happy birthday. So the next song we're going to dedicate to Tom. Yes, we're going to dedicate a song to Tom from Dame Vera Lynn. Be like the kettle and sing, and there's a new world over the skyline.
When all the skies are gray and it's a rainy day, think of the birdies in spring. When you're up to your neck in hot water, be like the kettle and sing. Tell that umbrella man he's just an also-ran. Think of a kid on a swing. When you're up to your neck in hot water, be like the kettle and sing. You'll find that life's always got a funny side. So come over on the sunny side and wear a great big smile. You'll find that life's worthwhile. You'll have the world on a string. When you're up to your neck in hot water, be like the kettle and sing. There's a new world over the skyline. To find it, follow the sun. You'll find it brighter, your heart much lighter, and you'll have trouble on the run. There's a new song on the horizon that we'll sing together as one. In the new world over the skyline, where the skyline meets the sun.
Be like the kettle and sing, and there's a new world over the skyline, Dame Vera Lynn, going out to Tom Mayer today for his birthday on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, I want to take a moment to tell you about some upcoming programs that we have in the month of December. It's hard to imagine that December is just around the corner. Now, every year, we have a couple of special Christmas programs. There's two, and I like to call them the pre-Christmas program and then our standard Christmas program. So the pre-Christmas program will be on December the 13th. That's the 13th of December, 2015. And then the actual Christmas program on December the 20th. On December the 20th. Now, I was debating with myself whether or not I should play some type of Christmas music on the program today. And I thought, well, no, it's a little bit early. And then I thought, well, I have an idea. I'm going to close my eyes, which I'm doing at this very moment, because there is a CD in front of me right now. And I'm going to point to the CD, and whatever song my finger lands on is the song that you will hear next. So my finger is doing the selection right now.
Trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
Song was This Christmas, Donny Hathaway, chosen by my finger, and I'm not going to tell you which one. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. For our pre-Christmas program, the one that we do before our actual Christmas program, if there's a song that you would like us to play on that, do let us know. PCJQSL at PCJmedia.com. Just send it in, and we'll do our best to squeeze it in if we have time, because there are certain ones that we do like to play every year. But do send us a note, and we'll do our best on that, and then you can actually become part of it. And Tony was asking me, what is our traditional Christmas program? Well, actually, it's not really a new show. Well, it is and it isn't. This will be the sixth year that we've actually done that show. And some of the segments are the same. And then, of course, there's new music and new chit-chat in between those. But everything else is the same. And people do enjoy it, so... You know, it's like the kind of thing, you know, in many countries around Christmas time, in Australia and in the United States, Canada, and Britain and France and Germany and other places, there are certain movies and television programs that they do show every year. It could be The Sound of Music or My Fair Lady or How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the original version, the original cartoon narrated by Boris Karloff, and various others. And... when I was thinking about the idea for our first Christmas show in 2009, I thought, you know, it'd be a nice thing if we can do sort of the same thing. And that's how it actually all came about. And we even have a couple of Hanukkah songs as well. So, L'chaim, to life. You know what I mean. Okay, let's now take a listen to The Beatles. Well, it's actually a song by The Beatles, but it's performed by John Pizzarelli from his album Meet the Beatles. Here comes... The Sun.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smile's returning to the faces. It seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right. It's all right. It's alright. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Thank you. ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, doo doo doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Here comes the sun, doo doo doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. It's alright. Oh, it's alright. It's alright. It's alright.
John Pizzarelli, Here Comes the Sun, a very beautiful arrangement of that classic song by the Beatles. It's a nice album, by the way. There's some really nice swing numbers on here as well. If you do see it around, pick it up. It's an album that I highly recommend. You know, sometimes you will have musicians that will record under their own name, and then at the same time have a second career while recording under another name. We're going to listen to one of them right now. It was a whole series of albums that was released on the Columbia EMI label, Studio 2 series, of Manuel and the Music of the Mountains. Manuel and the Music of the Mountains. Now, who is actually that musician? Well, we're going to listen to that, and then the same musician, but under his own name and orchestra. But first, Manuel, the Music of the Mountains, and Stranger in Paradise.
Thank you.
Well, we took a listen to two numbers, two very different numbers, but actually performed by the same orchestra, but with a different name. We began with Stranger in Paradise, Manuel, and the Music of the Mountains. Now, who is Manuel? No. He's not the waiter on Fawlty Towers. Actually, he's not even from Latin America. He is not even from Spain. He, in fact, is from the United Kingdom, because that was followed immediately by Geoffrey Love and his orchestra with Guantanamera. So, Manuel and the Music of the Mountains is actually Geoffrey Love and his orchestra. He actually had two different careers going, same orchestra, same lineup in the orchestra, but with a different title. Now, did you also notice something else? Well, we had Manuel, y la música de la montaña, with Stranger in Paradise. And then we had Geoffrey Love and his orchestra and Guantanamera. I think you follow, you know what I mean, right? Anyway, so yes, and also Geoffrey Love is a well-known musician for television programs. He was the musical director on the Max Bygraves show that aired in the UK many, many years ago. Now, I'm going to give you another name, and I want to see if you actually know who it is. We're not going to play his music next week. We will do it next week when I announce it. But there's another musician who gave himself a Spanish name. The name was Roberto Delgado. Roberto Delgado. He is not from Spain and he's not from Latin America. What is his real name? Because he also recorded the same orchestra under his own name. Who are they? I'll give you the name again. Roberto Delgado. If you do figure it out, do write us PCJQSL at PCJmedia.com, but we will unveil it next week. We will unveil it next week. Time now for a real funny little song. It's a classic album that was recorded between Peter Sellers and Sophia Loren many, 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 many years ago. The big hit from it was called Goodness Gracious Me. Oh, not tough. But there's another song on the album that also was very popular as well. Bangers and Mash.
I met her down in Napoli and didn't she look great? And so I brought her back to Blighty just to show me mates. And though we're married happily, I'll tell you furthermore, I haven't had a decent meal since 1944.
Eat your minestrone, Joe.
That's all you ever say.
Eat your macaroni, Joe.
Every blinking day.
No wonder you're so bony, Joe, and skinny as a rake.
Well, then give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make. Bangers and mash.
Minestrone.
Bangers and mash.
Macaroni.
Give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make.
Eat your tagliatelle, Joe.
That's all I've heard for years.
Eat your vermicelli, Joe.
It's coming out me ears.
You've got to fill your belly, Joe. Joe, for heaven's sake.
Well, then give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used
well,
to
all
make.
Right.
Bangers and mash.
Tagliatelle.
The bangers and mash.
A vermicelli.
Then give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make.
1943, Allied forces land in Italy. There's a smashing looking bird over there, Bert. I think she's showing out there.
Well, why don't you chat her up then?
Right. Buongiorno, signorina there. Here, are you married?
Drop her dead.
There you are. Can't have a fair answer than that, can you?
I met him back in Italy, so dashing and good looking. He wined me and he dined me every night. He said I smiled so prettily, and how he loved my cooking.
But since he's married me, it seems he's lost his appetite.
Eat your tagliatelle, Sof.
That's all you ever say.
Eat your vermicelli, Sof.
Every blooming day.
You've got to fill your belly, Sof. Sof, for heaven's sake.
When they give us a bash at the bangers and mash, your mother used to make.
Bangers and the mash.
Minestrone.
Bangers and the mash.
Macaroni.
Give me a bash with the banger and the mash. Why the same one that your mother was. What are you laughing at now? Now, listen, please.
Joe?
Yes?
Why don't you belt up, or I'll give you a punch up a throat.
Now she's a tells me. Ha! Mamma mia.
Peter Sellers and Sophia Loren from the album Peter and Sophia with Bangers and Mash. Well, some of you are experiencing warmer than normal temperatures at this time of year. It's a bit of an inconvenient truth. There's a pun there. Maybe not a good one. Maybe you didn't get it. But it doesn't matter. This actually is a request that we had from somebody who said they are having a bit of an Indian summer right now. It's still warm where they are. Unfortunately, I can't find the note of who it's for. It was left on our email server the other day. But anyway, they want to hear the song Indian Summer. Here it is by my good friend, who I've known for many, many years, from his first album that he did in 1890. He's going to love me saying that. George Evans, Indian Summer.
Indian summer, you're the tear that comes after June time's laughter. You have so many dreams that won't come true. Dreams we fashioned when summer time was new. You are here to watch over a heart that is broken by a word that somebody left unspoken. You're the ghost of a romance in June, going astray, fading too soon. That's why I say farewell to you, Indian summer. After June time's laughter, you have so many dreams that won't come true. Dreams we fashioned when summer time was new. You are here to watch over a heart that is broken by a word that somebody left unspoken. You're the ghost of a romance in June, going astray, fading too soon. That's why I say farewell, farewell. Summer, farewell, farewell, farewell. you old Indian summer. You're the ghost of a romance in June, going astray, fading too soon. That's why I say farewell, 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 you old Indian summer.
Indian Summer, George Evans. Anyway, before we go, I just want to remind you again that the information that I gave earlier on in the program about those special transmissions that we have to Europe once a week for this holiday season from 9 to 10 hours UTC for Europe, which is outside our normal schedule, you can find all the information at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And we are issuing a special EQSL for each of them, so you can collect them. I'm being nice, aren't I? Yes. Another interesting thing coming up, by the way, there's going to be a special edition of Jazz for the Asking that we actually have coming up very soon. Our special guest on that show is going to be the British jazz singer Lee Gibson. Now, some of you may know that name. Some of you may already know that name because in the 1970s, she appeared on programs like The Benny Hill Show. She was a cast member on the show for a while. The Two Ronnies, Malcolm and Wise, and many, many others. So we're going to be recording that interview next week. Yes, next week. Anyway, we're going to leave you today with Demis Roussos and My Friend the Wind. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Pellon, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, au wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Thank you.